So we don't store and hoard. We obey God with what He gives us, and He's increasing us.
The blessing will cause you to multiply and have enduring wealth. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland asks her guest, Pastor George Pearsons, to reveal the scripture that says, God will make you a million.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We have a very special guest with us again today, Pastor George Pearsons from Eagle Mountain International Church. And he has got some wonderful revelation on blessing and increase, which I like. You might not like it, but I really like it. I have enjoyed the blessing for a lot of years now. It far surpasses poverty.
Oh, praise God.
So I recommend it. Do you recommend it, George?
I recommend it highly.
Well, welcome, and we want to hear it.
Well, Gloria, we are now in day 9 of 10 days of prosperity.
I'm prospering too.
And so every day we've been taking a different topic on prosperity. If you've missed the broadcast, you can go to kcm.org.
Yes. Oh, it's so important.
And you can look at those over and over again. Also, we have the notes available to you. You can go to kcm.org and go to the home page, and all of those notes, you can download those, click onto it. We want you to get this information.
Yes.
Pastors, we want you to preach this, minister this to the congregations. Families, you need to get the whole of this information.
Preach
it to your family. Gloria, in these economic days, in these times, God wants us to prosper.
That's right.
He wants us to be a symbol and a source the blessing.
We are not limited by the economy, the
natural realm.
We are not limited by the natural realm.
No, we're not.
We've made deposits in heaven. Hallelujah.
And sowing and reaping.
And the bank of heaven is in good shape.
It's in good shape. And you know, sowing and reaping is not contingent upon how the economy is going or how the stock market is going. It works every time, and God's kingdom is on the increase in our lives. So we are increasing, and it is God's will for you to prosper.
That is right.
Say this after Pastor George. It is God's will.
It is God's will.
For me to prosper.
For me to prosper.
Praise God. Today, Gloria, we are looking at the blessing of the Lord maketh rich.
Ah, I like it. I like it.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Proverbs
10:22.
Let's take a look at that. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, let's look at a couple of the translations.
Money without sorrow. What a good
money
thing.
Money without sorrow.
What a good thing.
You know, we've seen people in the past who have had much money and had tremendous sorrow in their lives.
That's right.
Just a physical attack on their body. Their family is ridden with strife.
Yes.
But you know, the godly rich are different.
That's right.
There is a way to conduct ourselves. The rich and the righteous have a way of conducting themselves.
And we're taught that in the Bible.
We are taught that. And so the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. He adds no sorrow to it. Gloria, the Amplified translation of that scripture says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich.
Truly rich.
And he adds no sorrow to it, nor does toiling increase it. Mm. So there's no toil in the increase of God. It's the blessing.
Which is not to say you don't work. You do whatever the Lord tells you to do about your life, your occupation. We have callings.
Right.
And if we're not into that calling, and everybody's called to do something that's in the body, if we're not into that calling, then we're not fulfilling what we're called to. We're not in the right place.
That's right.
We're not in the blessing place.
That's right.
But the calling is a wonderful place.
It's the perfect place to be.
Yes, it is.
Whether or not you're in the ministry or in business or wherever, you be where God has you to be. And the blessing of the Lord, it will make you rich.
That's right.
And he will add no sorrow to it. The NIV translation, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it.
That's good.
The Brenton translation, the blessing of the Lord is on the head of the righteous. It enriches him, and grief of heart shall not be added to it.
no grief.
We're being enriched.
Praise
enriched
God.
By the Lord.
Prosperity without grief.
Another translation, the Lord's blessing that brings wealth. And this last one, it is the Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy.
Hallelujah.
Now, Gloria,
what
I want
that, to... the good news? Good
that's
news
the good Bible? News Bible. Yeah. The,
glory to God.
The Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy.
I like that. That's wonderful.
Now, we have to understand something. First of all, rich is not a dirty word.
That's right.
It's a Bible word.
That's exactly
we must
right.
be clear about that. As a matter of fact, in the Hebrew, the word rich, ashar, means to accumulate and grow and to wax great. And that
rich.
Wax great.
Abraham was rich.
He was rich.
In cattle, silver, and gold.
Isaac sowed in famine, and he waxed great. He increased. He was the richest man on earth at that time. And God, it is the will of God for us to wax great.
You can see why Satan would fight the message of prosperity. And believe me, I know from firsthand experience how he fights that through it. People oh. that are Christians.
Yeah.
Because they've been taught poverty's a blessing. Now, that's wacky.
Right.
Poverty is a curse. It is plain and simple in the Bible that poverty's a curse. Abundance is a blessing.
Absolutely. And God wants to establish His covenant, and He gives us the power to get rich or the power to be wealthy in order to do that. Deuteronomy 8:18.
That's right.
I have a quote here from Kenneth E. Hagin. Listen to what he said. If you will learn to follow the inward witness, I will make you rich. That's what the Lord spoke to Brother Hagin.
That's right.
If you will learn to follow the inward witness, I will make you rich. I will guide you in all the affairs of life, financial as well as spiritual.
Amen.
I am not opposed to my children being rich. I am opposed to them being covetous. Now, there's the delineation.
Yeah.
That's the dividing line there. I am not opposed to my children being rich. I am opposed to them being covetous. To be rich is to have a full supply and abundant provision.
Praise God.
So that's what it
that's
means
right.
to be rich. During our 30 Days of Glory, a number of years ago, Dr. Thompson, Leroy Thompson, said this, "My priorities for prosperity are God first, other second, and me last. We prosper for covenant reasons, not for covetous reasons."
That's right.
And this, Gloria, this is an interesting quote from Jeremy. Jeremy was...
Jeremy's son.
Jeremy's son.
Grandson.
Jeremy was 20 years old when he wrote this. I was borrowing his car one day to go somewhere, and I looked on the side and I found a little slip of paper. I opened it up and Jeremy had written this on the slip of paper and I've kept the paper ever since. He said, he's 20 years old, Gloria. I am convinced in my mind by my heart that the reason I want money is to do the work of the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the peace of that revelation. Satan, you'll never be able to make me believe ever again that the reason I want money is for selfish gain. My God is my provider.
Hallelujah.
So even at 20 years old, Jeremy Pearson's was having a revelation of the purpose of wealth.
That's right.
Why we have wealth.
And he and Sarah prospered early.
Oh,
you know, we had
happened.
To learn these things as we go. He learned them growing up.
Yeah.
We learned them as adults, but he learned them growing up.
The attitude of the prosperous, godly rich is my motivation for accumulation is distribution.
That's good. That's right.
My motivation for accumulation is distribution. And one of the notes that I wrote down there for you in 1 Timothy 6:17, it says, charge them that are rich, rich in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Charge them. So you notice here that Paul was not telling Timothy, tell those that are rich they can't be rich.
That's right.
No, he was telling them that we're rich, don't be high-minded,
mm-hmm.
don't trust in riches, but trust in the living God.
Do good.
Be rich in good works. Be ready to distribute and willing to give.
That's the way you stay rich.
That's the way you stay rich. That's the attitude.
That's the way you get rich.
That's the attitude
the
that we have.
Rich. That's good.
Now, Gloria, look at the second page of your notes. I want to show you something. You know, where being rich and walking in the wealth of God is concerned, even the world knows better when it comes to prosperity.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a shame to hear all of the people, the Christians who are against God prospering. But then you've got people out in the world. I'm going to give you a quote. I have it written down.
And it's not by pastor so-and-so.
It's not by pastor. It's not by Brother Copeland. It's not by minister this. It's. I'll read the quote first, then I'll give you the person.
All right. I won't give it away.
All right. He says, I've never believed that prosperity is bad or something to be shunned. That's a quote.
Guess who said it?
From Donald Trump. Now, here's a man that believes in prosperity.
Yeah.
And I was looking, I was in a bookstore.
Call Donald Trump and tell him we talked about him today.
We talked about him. You know, I was in a bookstore, Gloria, and the point that we're making here is that even the world knows better where prosperity is concerned. And I was in a bookstore, and I went to the financial section, and I just started writing down the titles of the secular books that are out there about prosperity. Listen to this. The Road to Wealth, 9 Steps to Financial Freedom, The Guide to Becoming Rich, The Science of Getting Rich, Millionaire Maker, Start Late, Finish Rich.
That's good. I like that.
Here's one. Retire Young, Retire Rich. Zero
That's
Debt.
That's a big one.
Zero Debt, Rich and Happy. Now this one, this is a book, Why We Want You to Be Rich. This was written by the man who wrote the book.
You just went to the bookstore and made a list.
I just made a list. The man who wrote the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Donald Trump wrote this book, Why We Want You to Be Rich. Dare to Be Rich. Think and Grow Rich. Now here's one you'll enjoy, Smart Women Finish Rich.
Now Think and Grow Rich is an old book, granddad had, that one even.
Yeah. But I like that one. Smart women finish rich.
All right.
And then here's one called Rich Women.
How about that?
How much more, Gloria, how much more should you and I be walking in the covenant benefit of wealth?
Amen. Who know what to do with it?
Who know what to do with it? 2 Corinthians 8:9 in the Amplified Translation tells us, you know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich.
Now somebody that has been trained the opposite in church might say, I just can't believe that. But if you look in Deuteronomy 28, poverty is under, in other places, poverty is under the curse.
It's under the curse.
It is a curse. Like sickness is a curse.
How can it be right, Gloria, for people to barely live paycheck to paycheck?
When we've been redeemed from
the curse. How can it be right for people to sit down and work on their bills and try to figure out who will we pay this month and who will we not pay this month? That's wrong.
That's wrong. But you know, people say, well, I'm a Christian and I need money and I can't pay my bills. Well, you've got to learn how to flow with the Word of God.
That's
if
right.
you don't know about faith, you don't know about the fact that when you teach faith, you learn faith, you find out that you get what you say.
That's right.
Book of Mark tells us we get what we say. So if we're saying what we have and we're not and it's not good, we're going to get what we say and we're going to get more of it. So what do? Well, we go to the Scripture and we find out what God says about abundance and blessing, and we say what He says.
We begin
to believe what He says. We look up. I had a list of prosperity scriptures. We were in debt. We were broke. We were destitute, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a list of prosperity scriptures from the Bible. This was when we were in Tulsa in 1968 or 67. I'm not sure which. I get my years mixed up. But at any rate, we were in Tulsa. Ken was a 30-year-old freshman at ORU. We didn't have money to live, and he was a full-time freshman. So I put together a list of prosperity scriptures from
Praise
the Bible,
God.
Which I still have today. And I began to go over those every day because I believed the Word of God. And I found out, we found out we'd been redeemed from the curse of poverty. Poverty is a curse. If you don't know that, then you're not in poverty. Because poverty is a curse. It's a curse when you can't pay your bills.
And that's the way we do it. That's how we do
it.
We do the same thing. Terry and I have done the same thing you and Kenneth have done. What you did with those prosperity scriptures, we've done the very same thing. We've sown, we've reaped harvest, and Terry and I have increased.
That's right.
We have increased.
We're still increasing.
And we still are increasing. You know, on the message offer that we're offering this week, Kenneth's series on the blessing of the Lord makes rich. On that series, he gives a definition of the righteous rich, and it's in the 112th Psalm. And in the 112th Psalm, it says, "Praise ye the Lord, blessed. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights
yes.
greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the
Amen.
Earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever."
Amen.
Unto the upright there rises light in the darkness. He's gracious. He's full of compassion. He's righteous. This is the righteous rich.
That's right.
A good man shows favor. He lends. He guides affairs with discretion. And it goes down through here to talk about the attitude of the righteous rich. So we don't store and hoard. We obey God with what He gives us.
That's
and
right.
He's increasing us. Now, Gloria?
Although we can have a storehouse.
We have to give it all away. Well,
we
God
do
said,
whatever He says, and then we keep increasing. So the increase is always coming.
And in Deuteronomy 28,
it's going out, but it's always coming.
The commanded blessing of God is upon our storehouses.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Now,
so
Gloria,
it's okay to have a storehouse.
God said He'd make you a million.
Now, George, this is a new doctrine.
I'm going to tell you right now,
I am willing to hear it and to receive it.
Ezekiel chapter 16.
I never heard that before, but
Look
I like
Ezekiel
it.
Look at Ezekiel chapter 16.
Okay.
And this was wonderful. When I saw, and you know, the Lord shows us great things in His Word and things that are applicable to us today. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says He'll bless us in the city, and He'll bless us in the field.
I never heard this revelation from anybody else, George.
Being blessed in the field is being blessed in whatever we do in our
That's
field.
Right.
Okay.
All right, I'm
Ezekiel
ready.
Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 17. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. It says in verse 7, "I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments." Now, off to the side in my cross-reference where it says the Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
it says there where it says connected to, "I have caused you to multiply,"
yeah.
it says, "I have made you a million."
Amen.
I have made you a million. And you might like this too, where it says excellent ornaments, it means fine outfits.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Glory to God.
But when I saw that, Gloria, I took that literally. I took it literally. I took it from the Lord that God, our God, is the millionaire maker. He is the millionaire maker.
That's right.
And we know what to do with wealth. We are taught what to do with wealth. We tithe. We sow. We are generous. And we are people who give when the Lord tells us to give.
You know, I have in my Bible written, "I have made thee a million," April 1999, a million partners.
A million partners.
He's made us a million.
There you go.
Hallelujah. So there's a good partner.
So see, you took that scripture and applied it to what we were believing for, and the Lord will do that. The Lord will do that for anyone. It does not matter what kind of line of work you are in. You've got to get out beyond the paycheck to paycheck mentality.
What you can do yourself.
Yeah.
Get out beyond
and God supernaturally provides. Look at these scriptures here that I have written down. Proverbs 8. And 17 through 21 in the Amplified, "Riches and honor are with the Lord, enduring wealth."
Mm-hmm.
Now, the King James Bible says durable riches.
Enduring wealth. Recession doesn't stop it. Depression doesn't stop it.
Oh, it doesn't stop it. That's good.
Lack doesn't stop it.
Preach. Woman,
enduring wealth.
Oh, that's good.
Glory to God.
My goodness. Enduring wealth. The Lord causes those that love Him to inherit true riches, and He fills my treasures.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is so good.
Glory to God.
The Lord is so good. He causes those that love Him. And we love Him, Gloria, don't
we?
We love the Lord.
How do we know? What does the Scripture say about who loves the Lord? The one who does His Word, the Scripture teaches, is the one who loves Him.
That's right.
I do the Word.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And then, of course, Deuteronomy 8:18, New Living, always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich.
Glory.
And He does it to fulfill the covenant He made with your ancestors.
He adds no sorrow with it, the Scripture says.
And we have an idea and an image of who the rich are. And God, again, no respecter of persons, He's called you to be rich.
That's right.
Because He wants...
Well, we have a covenant.
We have a covenant with Him. I like this, and I wrote that down at the bottom of your notes. In Genesis 14, 22 and 23, Abram said to the king of Sodom, I've lifted up my hand to the Lord, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich.
God made Abraham rich.
God made Abraham
and
rich.
And He was not sharing that with anybody else. Glory
That's right.
to God. Hallelujah.
And God will make you rich. And God will make you wealthy. And God will see to it that you can live debt-free, that you can have a home and your cars without the burden of being the borrower. The borrower is the servant
That's
to
right.
the lender, and we have been redeemed from the curse, and we've been made wealthy.
Amen.
Jesus was made poverty so that we might be rich.
That's right.
And we have living on the inside of us the Most High God, the El Shaddai.
Yes.
El Elyon, the Most High God, Glory is living
God.
On the inside of us.
Hallelujah.
And so we are walking in the blessing of
we
the Lord.
We are blessed.
And the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich.
It makes rich. And we believe it.
And He adds no sorrow to
Amen.
It.
Amen. You know, receive that. Receive these words.
Yes.
Meditate on these words. Look up Scriptures yourself. God is not hindered by the world economy.
That's right.
He is bigger than that. He is not hindered by any situation out here in the natural. If we flow with Him, He'll flow with us. If we'll take our money and we'll obey Him with it, God will increase our money in every economic situation.
Yes.
Or anything else. Glory to God.
Praise God.
God wants us to prosper. He's always wanted His people to prosper.
That's right.
George and I'll be right back.
Praise God.
When you hook up with the Lord and just realize how great His love is for you, it's easy to believe that He wants to do good for you. And so I would just encourage people to hook up with Jesus and hook up with His love, because He has more love than we can handle. I think my greatest possession is my family, my children, my grandchildren, and being able to enjoy relationship with them. And that we love each other, and that there's no strife there. And that is prosperity to me.
Economy, defined as the management of resources of a country or community. For a believer, economy can be defined as God's divine plan for the blessing. A vital part of that plan is financial freedom and overflowing abundance. Believers are not subject to the world's economy when they follow God's direction. An obedient believer can thrive when economic challenges are creating havoc in the world. The Spiritual Economics Package is The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, and Gloria Copeland's book, God's Will is Prosperity. This potent package is designed to equip you with spiritual power tools to break the cycle of lack and provide step-by-step instructions to establish God's blessing in your life. The Spiritual Economics Package is your resource for securing your financial independence now. Begin walking out God's plan to prosper you and be empowered to change your world for Him. Order the Spiritual Economics Package today and enjoy a 40% savings. This package contains The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, a CD or DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, and Gloria Copeland's book entitled God's Will is Prosperity. Receive both for just $18. For additional discounts and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
You know, you don't just believe these things just because you've heard it once. That's where you start. You receive it, you take it, you keep studying, you keep looking at the Word, putting it in your eyes and your ears, saying it out your mouth. So this package, the spiritual economics package, will help you get that built into yourself. And the truth is, you have to keep studying it. You have to keep expecting. Mm-hmm. You have to keep putting these words in your eyes and ears, even after you learn these things. It's not what you know that gets you delivered. It's what you actually say and do. So this package is Ken's three DVDs on the blessing of the Lord. It makes rich. And then my book on God's will is prosperity. And I give you the scriptures on prosperity. It's very easy in the church to be taught wrongly about prosperity because there's a strong hold of tradition behind us that says it's spiritual to be poor.
Yeah.
It is not spiritual to be poor. It's not a sin to be poor, but you can do so much more if you have some money to get the Word of God out and to help people. We're supposed to help people. So these are great things to start with or to refresh you or to stir up your faith. Your faith's got to get moving. You got to get in gear.
Yeah.
And this broadcast will help you start, but these will help you continue. And we want to pray for your finances right now in the name of Jesus. Father, George, go ahead and pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we
Lord.
Pray over everyone watching. And we thank you that the blessing of the Lord makes rich and He adds no sorrow to
That's
it.
That's right.
And Lord, your people are increasing. They're enlarging. Bills are being paid.
Yes.
Debts are being
yes.
removed. Father, I thank you that there's more than enough to give
thank
into
you,
the gospel
Father.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ
for the flood.
And to establish the covenant of God. Flood time, flood
yes.
stage
yes.
is here
yes.
in
Can't
Jesus'
be
name.
In
and
Jesus
the flood is
name.
Being poured out of heaven
Hallelujah.
Over us, and we
Glory
receive it, Gloria. We receive
amen.
It.
Amen, amen, amen.
Jesus'
Glory
name.
To God. See you tomorrow for day 10 of the Heart of Prosperity. This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Gloria, our motivation for accumulation is distribution. That's our heart. That's the heart of this ministry. That's the heart of the righteous who know how to handle the wealth of God.
That's
Their
right.
motivation for accumulation is distribution.